Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's Tuesday, the 29th of March, 2016. It's 12:30 p.m. We're broadcasting to you from North Central West Virginia, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Taking our text today from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. I guess if I give a title this day, it'd be Write It Down, or New Beginnings. New beginnings, a new start. He said, "Behold, I make all things new." This is what a lot of people are looking for today, is a new beginning, a new start. All of us have regrets. Situations and circumstances has affected our lives. And the only new beginning there is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we talk about new beginnings. The number 8 in the Greek, 888, denotes the name of Jesus Christ. Also, the number 8 denotes resurrection, regeneration, a new beginning or commencement. It's the number to do with the Lord. Like I said, it's 888, which is the name of Jesus in numerical form, which means new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. In Revelation 21, starting with verse 5 through 8, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto him," "Write these words, for they are true and they are faithful." Write these words, for they are true and they are faithful. This is a divine declaration. Like I said, the title is Write It Down. It's going to happen. In Isaiah 55 and 11, it says, "So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." This is God's word, the book of Isaiah, telling us that whatever God says shall come to pass. So whatever he writes down is true and is faithful, and it shall happen. The Apostle Paul said, "I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God, that work that he has started in me, he is more than able to accomplish it." See, it's not how fast we go, but it determines we need to know that we're going to finish the race. You know, I've heard many say we're not in a sprint, but we're in a marathon. Who endures unto the end shall be saved. So we need our faith to be energized, and we energize our faith today by knowing that Jesus Christ is the source of all new things and all new beginnings. Even in a world that is so chaotic and going crazy, we can see there is a new beginning in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the world doesn't see that because they don't have the hope. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world has them blinded, not see the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Habakkuk 2:1-3, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he shall say unto me, and I shall answer when I am reproved." And the Lord answered and said, "Write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry, it will come to pass, just as the Lord spoke it." Revelations chapter 21, back there to that particular. He says, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst fountain of water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his son, and he shall be my son. I am Alpha and Omega, the Greek alphabet. The first letter is Alpha, the last is Omega. In other words, the eternal, the existing one, forevermore. The Word of God declares God had no beginning because it always was. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. He that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Throw in a little note here today. Let's not let our pride override our need. First of all, we have to acknowledge our need. Acknowledge our need for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our lives. We have to acknowledge that we can't work all these things out by ourselves. Sin is the root of all of our problems and all of our needs. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But as he promised, I'll make you heirs. In Romans 8:17, that the children then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So this message today, write it down, beginning. And it could be a new beginning for you if you reach out today and accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And even we that have been Christians maybe for years, we need new beginnings. And the source of that new beginning is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I change not. I'm the same yesterday and today and forever. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden and labor, and I will give you rest. Remember the number 8, meaning the note resurrection, regeneration, a new beginning, or a new commencement. And I think it's called the gematria, is the Greek numerical equivalent to Jesus Christ. It's 888, which means new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall be delivered. This is his word today. If you don't know him today, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead by the power of Almighty God, the quickening spirit brought him out. And know today that he is able to do that which he said he would do. Repent of your sins. Renounce every bit of evil that's in your life and turn from these things. That's what the word repentance means. Turn your face towards him. Make up your mind today. You can't do it in yourself. Have a made-up mind, you're going to serve him. And when you have a made-up mind, when you don't give up, when you don't quit, he'll help you. That's what he went to the cross for, to give us power over all power of the devil. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, he might destroy the works of the devil. So he's your hope today. He's your thrust today. He's the one that you can call on, and he can give you a new beginning. And he said his word will not come back void. So if you stand on his word today, it'll accomplish in your life what needs to be done. Father, we thank you for your word that will not come back void. You'll do that which you sent it to do. And we ask you today, Lord, that you do this thing in people's lives. You see every situation. You see every circumstance. And I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in a mighty way, that you give many today new beginnings. Those who seek you shall find you. Call upon your name. And Lord, you said you'd hear us. You said your arm not shortened, neither is your ear covered or cauliflowered. You cannot hear the cries of those that call upon your holy and your righteous name. You'll not turn us away. Save us, and you'll keep us, and you'll revive us, and you'll restore us, and you'll give us a new beginning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. May God bless you till next time.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio. Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall